Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the What Fulfills You podcast. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host, and today's episode is going to be kicking off a series I'm going to do every other week where I answer a question from the What Fulfills You card game. And for those of you who did not know, yes, that is a card game related to the podcast and is from the merchandise line. It is a personal growth card game that is designed to help you cultivate more meaningful conversations, but also you can use these as journal prompts as well for you to answer for yourself. I've done both. I often bring this card game to girl dinners at home or with my friends at the picnic. I also journal in the morning. Sometimes I brain dump, sometimes I just pick a card and I journal on my own. Other times I've also played this for like date night. I know someone who has bought this card game before. She mentioned that it's in the middle of her dining table and her partner will just pick one at dinner and they will just like talk about it. And so there's so many ways you can use this card game. It's also really good for workplaces. If any of you guys listening are in charge of like HR or just like icebreakers, those types of events, this is a great card game to go deeper, where it's not surface level, but the focus is actually around self-improvement and personal growth. So anyways, I'm going to be doing this where I'm going to answer and share my response with you guys and perhaps even give you insight into where this question came from and what my intention was around this question. So a random card that I just pulled, the question says, what's the first trait you look for in a partner or a friend? This is an easy answer for me. The first trait I look for is loyalty. And the reason why I say that is because to me, a partner and or friend, which a partner also is both, that kind of relationship, you want to be able to rely on those people, right? You want to be able to rely on your friend. You want to be able to rely on your partner. And I just can't imagine how one could feel safe in relying that person if that person isn't actually loyal to you, if they're not by your side in a ride or die scenario or something really bad happens where you're able to call them, right? That's what loyalty to me looks and feels like. It's just like, you know, without even needing to check or like, you know, gun to the head type of scenario, that someone's like, hey, who do you know are absolutely loyal to you?
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
I want to be able to say any single one of my friends, you know, obviously my partner as well. And so I can't say that I thought of that as much when I first created this card game. I think, to be honest with you guys, I often have had friends that were loyal and are loyal. And same thing with relationships. I've been very lucky to have that present in my formative relationships. Like that's never been something that was ever of a concern for me in my life. I think it's usually been other things that would be harder for me to deal with. And so I think when I dated someone that had the exact opposite experience of where they never really saw loyalty in the way that I had seen it from my upbringing, from my friendships, from my former partners, that's when I like put through that up as like, oh, that is my number one value. And it probably was just like a subconscious selection because of all the people that are in my life. It's probably, I don't even have to think of it, you know? And so I love that I became more mindful of that. I do love that because I think, not that I never valued it, but it's almost like I was too assuming of it, right? Like I was too assuming of, oh, everyone's like this, you know? And I can call myself out and say, hey, that's a little bit naive to say. And at the same time, I'm very lucky and fortunate to only have really seen that, you know what I mean? So I think that's really cool. I designed that question because I became really mindful about relationships in general, both platonic, friendships, colleagues, romantic ones, family, all of it. When I went through my very first heartbreak and my first breakup at the age of 20, and I realized how fundamental and how foundational relationships are in each of our lives. And so if that is the case, and if that is the biggest contributor to our happiness and our fulfillment in life, then to me, the question is, how can we be more mindful about who we surround ourselves with, right? How can we be more intentional and not so nonchalant? And I think that's why I thought of this question of, okay, then what's the first trait you're going to look for, right? Because not everyone is going to be your friend or is going to serve as a friend to you or partner, right? Like, and that's how you weed some potentials out. You weed them out by attributes, by traits, by values. And I think it's so important to think about for yourself as you navigate your 20s and early 30s. I know a lot of you guys who listen are in that age range, and I think it doesn't really matter about how old you are, but I do think it's relevant that you think about the current chapter of life you are in and how you can make tiny shifts in your life to improve it. Because maybe you're listening right now and maybe you are struggling in some capacity with relationships, and maybe this resonates with you. You realize you haven't actually ever really sat down and wrote out all of your closest friends and wrote down the attributes you would describe them, right? Like I can think of one of my really good friends who lives here in New York, and I met her a couple years ago in LA. Like the first couple of traits that come to mind, I mean, there's so many, but like she's smart, intellectual, thoughtful, kind, respectful, loyal, honest, you know, like she's all of those things. And I'm really grateful to be able to say that I really feel many of those attributes in all of my friends, not just her. And I think that came from being intentional with thinking about that in mind. And when I meet these people, I think about just that energy. Like, do I feel that from them? You know, you can usually tell in the first two times you hang out with someone whether they embody those traits or not. And if you want to be intentional like me to actually have friendships that can last for many, many years, you're going to be better off with just thinking through what these traits are and how you can find more people like that. So I'm going to answer one more question from the card game. What is your ideal physical look like, and what can you do today to start working towards this? So I created that question because to me, taking care of oneself also is involving taking care of yourself physically. Let me just say that obviously there are much, much more to people than their external looks. That being said, the honest truth is that your external appearance is also the first impression. It's how you dress, how you glow, how you take care of yourself, your physique, and you should be able to feel proud and happy with how you look and feel, right? Like I remember certain parts of my life, especially in 2020, so it's like 5 years ago, where I did not love my physique at all. I felt like fluffy. I was like a little bit overweight for sure. Like, I don't know, 5 or 10 pounds more overweight. And it wasn't really about the number, but I also just, I was not where, I definitely let things slip, I could say, during COVID. And I'm sure most of us did. But either way, I remember writing down in my journal what my physical looks like and feels like, right? I talked about like how my abs feel, how my waist feels, like how toned my legs are, how my arms feel. And by writing that down, I was able to acknowledge, hey, look, I'm not there right now. And so to the second part of this question, what can I do today to start working towards this? That helped me jump on a journey and a new goal. And when you have a new journey and new goal and new destination to work towards, you start to feel excited because you're like, okay, wait, this is going to be an adventure. And you have something to wake up and look forward to. And so that's why I encourage you to reframe this question. What is your ideal physical look like? Be brutally honest with yourself. If that does involve losing weight somehow, then own it and be okay with that. And by the way, if your ideal physical look is exactly what you are right now, then own that as well and embrace it and be proud of yourself for being exactly where you want to be. Part of the message in What Fulfills You is, of course, living an intentional and fulfilling life, right? And part of being able to do that is taking good care of yourself, how you eat, how often you move, how you work out, how often you spend time with your friends, whether your career makes you feel like you're making an impact, right? All of those things. So don't be shy about addressing this with yourself. That is a relationship you have with yourself. You know the answer to that. And I can happily say that over the years, as I've gotten stronger, you know, 2 years ago, I got back into tennis and I really was much more serious about it. I started playing 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a week, which was just so different from when I was living in California. And then I started, you know, recently, like a week and a half ago, I started running for the first time in like 4 years. Like I ran 1 mile for the first time. And then like a week later, I ran 1.5 miles. And again, all of those things I have not done in a long time. But I'm just trying to challenge myself and keep my physique in this toned shape that I want it to be. And, you know, like I love Pilates, but doing it 3 times a week isn't going to be the best way to build it and make it stronger, right? Like that's why I mix it up. 2 times a week, I usually lift weights of some sort. Once a week, I'm probably doing Pilates. And then once or twice a week, I'm playing tennis, right? Or I'm skating, you know? And so all of that helps me feel fulfilled. And in that process, I'm going towards what my ideal physical look is like. And of course, that needle kind of moves forward a little bit as you get towards where you want to be. And hey, I can admit, like, of course, I am exactly where I once wanted to be. Now, I'm like, hey, I can improve some more, right? Like, I can even be stronger and more toned and, you know, just even the better version of myself. And that's ultimately what I hope you guys can take away from this, is just embodying the type of person that you dream of becoming and embodying the type of person that you hope to attract more of into your life as friends, as a potential partner, all of it. I hope this was fun. Let me know if you enjoyed this series of me answering a question or two from the What Fulfills You card game. And as always, you can grab this card game for yourself at whatfulfillsyou.com, and the promo code you can enjoy is 10% off with whatfulfillsyou10 at checkout. Again, all of that is linked in the show notes. Grab the card game at whatfulfillsyou.com. Thanks again for tuning in. I will chat with you all in the next episode.